In the name of Jesus, amen. In the book of Jude, which contains our text, Christians are warned by Jude against grumblers, malcontents, those who follow their own sinful desires, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. And Jude points out in his warning that this is not unique, because all of the apostles warned of false teachers and deceivers who would come to believers, who would come to the church with words of death. So we're not to be surprised by these false teachers, these scoffers who follow their own ungodly passions, but rather we are to be prepared for them. Our text urges Christians to build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. We are all aware that there are lots of teachers and preachers and philosophers in this world who speak and teach things of men, things of Satan, things of death. So Christians must be alert. We must be on our guard against those who are of darkness and death and preach and teach falsely. And Christians keep themselves in the faith, keep themselves safe from the evils of Satan and false teachers by building themselves up in the most holy faith. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And we're enabled to do that through the gospel. As dark and deadly as false teaching is, so much more giving and wonderful is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. Paul wrote of the gospel in the book of Romans, "It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." We are indeed all sinners, and our just end is death and damnation. But Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, suffered death and damnation in our place. And in his resurrection, God pronounces the sin of the world forgiven on account of Jesus. And the gospel brings us not only these wonderful facts, but also with those facts comes the Holy Spirit, who through the gospel delivers to us the very blessings that the gospel proclaims, the forgiveness of sin and life everlasting. The weapon then with which to battle the false teachers, imposters of the truth, and enemies of Christ is the truth of the gospel. As we sinners hear it and believe it, we have life. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." When I was younger, back in the olden days, some men from my LCMS congregation and I were taking a string of horses up into the high country to put in a camp to hunt for elk. We were riding up the canyon of the South Fork of the Shoshone River, about 60 miles southwest of Cody, Wyoming. It was mid-September, and the clouds were hanging low over the high mountains. We were riding through a mix of rain, sleet, and snow, and as the trail moves up the canyon of the South Fork, it's necessary to cross the Shoshone River in a number of places in order to continue up the canyon. On one of these crossings, I was in mid-river with my horse and a pack horse when a flash flood came down that river and a wall of water and debris hit me and the horses and hammered us onto the rocky river bottom. As I shoved off of the bottom and surfaced gasping for air, I saw a good friend of mine riding along the bank following my progress, swinging a rope. My friend's name was Gerhard Obermüller, a strong Lutheran Christian man. We called him Obi. And Obi threw me his rope. I grabbed it. He dallied his rope around the saddle horn and dragged me out of the water. And finally, up on the rocky bank, I was soaking wet, freezing to death, coughing up water. I had broken ribs and a number of bruises and cuts. And as I'm trying to get to my feet, Obi rode up to me on his horse, sitting in his saddle, now coiling up his rope. And he looked down at me and he said, "Boy, that was rough." And then he added, "But if you can live through it, it's good experience." A good number of years later, I received a phone call with word that my friend Obi had died to this life. And immediately upon hearing that news, this incident on the bank of that wilderness river came to my mind. And I thought to myself, "Obi, those words that you spoke to me that day on the bank of the Shoshone River could now be said to and about you. Because death is rough, but you can, if you can live through it, it's a good experience. And Christians live through it. By the grace and mercy of God on account of Jesus, Christians have victory over sin, death, and hell. That's the truth of the gospel. There are lots of things written, preached, and taught about life and death in this world, but there's only one message that is fully true and really matters, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by hearing that gospel preached and taught, we Christians are kept in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. We thank God for his gift of Jesus and for the forgiveness of sin, passage through death, escape from hell, and the gift of everlasting life that are ours in Christ. We thank God for his church and for faithful pastors who proclaim the gospel. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit working faith in our hearts through that gospel. We thank God for this seminary and for the forming of pastors for Christ Church that takes place here. And we thank God for a world-class library on this campus that is a great resource and tool for the training of men as pastors, and also as a resource for the whole church in the continuing mission and ministry of Christ. And we thank God for the Christian donors who, by their awesome gifts, have made the library possible, and for the continuing gifts that support and maintain our seminary. As we consider all of these gifts from God, predominantly Jesus Christ and the precious gospel, we proclaim with St. Paul, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen.